Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I know you're waiting for that password, Kid Nation, so that you could call in, go inside the vault, claim up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. We'll hook you up with that password coming up in about 10 minutes. We will get to your dad's embarrassing moments this hour. Yes, tell us all about how your dad embarrasses you or embarrassed you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Every dad's done it. And now it's your time to showcase his talents of embarrassing you. We'll do that in about 40 minutes. But right now, we need to get our love expert in the building because it's time for...
Love letters to Kelly.
I wasn't ready to sing. Haven't warmed up my vocals.
Don't make me sing.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a 30-year-old woman who has been in a relationship for a year and a half with a man my same age. We've recently begun casually talking about marriage, and it's brought some concerns to mind. I'm a very affectionate person, and my boyfriend is far from it. Our difference in love languages has caused some disagreements before, but we've always worked through them. Recently, speaking about a lifelong commitment has made me realize that will include a lifelong absence of romance and limited physical affection.
Yep.
He does try to indulge me in hand-holding and such in public, but I know it makes him uncomfortable, and therefore isn't as enjoyable to me. He also shows me love in his own ways, and I do appreciate him for that. Am I being petty and being concerned with this? I know he loves me, and I love him, but seeing our couple friends be cute together just makes me realize how much I desire it. Could this be a deal breaker, Amanda?
Yeah, I think it could be a deal breaker. I mean, if you're not willing to make a concession in that area, every relationship is compromise. You have to give up something for the other partner, but that's a pretty big one. And a lot of people are willing to compromise that. But if that's not what you want, and that's not how you see your life. I can't tell you how many girlfriends I know that have decided to go ahead and go through with a marriage in that same situation. And what they tried to do, by the way, the relationships did not ultimately work out. They would go to like these massage places because they just needed, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about legitimate
just touch.
Spa just because.
Yeah.
They craved being touched so much. Mm. They would have these spa memberships. I mean, that's sad.
What's up with people that don't like to touch? Were you it's not just, held you as a baby what? Or like
it's,
what?
It's just different. The way this example your parents set for you, they weren't overly affectionate.
They weren't affectionate.
Or who knows?
Yeah.
Or it could have been something traumatic. You don't know. But on that level, if it's something so, and I get it, people have different love languages.
Yeah.
And if you can sacrifice that part of, but you're only, I know people don't want to hear this, you're only 30. You know, you've got a lot of life left to live.
Yeah.
And that to me, I give you permission to go look for someone else. He can try to fake it, like you said. He can give you what you want for a minute, but long term, and especially
revert.
When he puts a ring on it, he doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you gotta
so
find somebody
many people
that matches
live
with you.
In relationships just like you're describing. And it's, how are you fulfilled?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anyway,
being touched.
Sometimes you're shocked at how much, I mean, I've had this experience, and you're shocked at, you don't think it matters as much, or you reason that it's okay.
Because
and then when
else
you,
is great.
And then if that relationship ends and you start dating other people, and this has been the case for me, and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's so comfortable just touching or, you know, picking you up and things that are kind of manly and affectionate, and you like that. And then you're like, oh, I definitely want this in my lifelong relationship.
I think I scared a girl off about 2 or 3 months ago.
Why, Al?
You touched her?
Yeah, but you didn't introduce yourself first. You know?
She didn't know you.
It's been so long, and I was like, oh, I just start, I mean,
you made that noise.
You made that noise and stroked her.
Oh, Al.
I'm sitting in the car, right? Maybe we're at a restaurant. I don't know. I'm like, gotcha. She looks so good, and I just kind of. Just touched her show. It's been a long time.
If I turned around and a strange man was petting me and going,
we're on a look and see.
Jenna,
a meet and greet.
A meet and greet. And I just kind of.
You were
like,
on an appearance?
I just kind of caressed her a little bit on the shoulder. Maybe a little. I'm like, oh, it's been a little while.
Ow.
And I just kind of.
It's getting worse. Y'all, we didn't think this could happen. It's getting worse.
Man. What happened,
bro? Scratch love letters and just talk about what we're going to do.
Yeah, like that's...
I can't even look at you right now.
Yes, I'm a little bit moved out by Big Al right now.
I was wondering why she never called me back.
Because you're tough.
Because you're creepy.
Because you're the petter.
What are you doing?
It was like, it was a long time ago. It was 3 or 4 months ago. And it was just like one little...
Yeah, she's not a puppy.
You know, like, Yeah, I kind of rubbed her behind the ear a little bit.
What in a bad way?
Okay.
It wasn't. I promise it wasn't.
Okay.
It was just like, oh, wow.
Okay, well, unless it's with Al, I like being touched.
Right. Maybe not on the first meeting.
Yeah. Well, when you're in a full-on relationship, yeah, yeah, it's okay to touch. But, Al, wow.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I are both in our 20s. We've been together for 3 years. About 9 months ago, I had to make a really hard decision. I either had to accept a new job 3 hours away or be fired. So I took the job and I moved in with my mom, and my boyfriend and I moved out of our house, and we've been living in together for a little over a year with no problems. He remained there with his family. I've been trying since I left to find another job and move back to be with him, but I've had no luck so far. Recently, he's become very jealous and controlling. He's gone through my text messages, insinuated that I've been having an emotional affair with a coworker. Not true. And now he's accusing me of an affair with my personal trainer. I explained to him that I'm only trying to be healthier and take care of myself. This trainer's a friend of a friend of a friend, certified, owns a gym and everything, but that doesn't seem to mean anything. He only focuses on what I've done and why I did it. For example, I admitted to him that I lied about whether the training sessions were one-on-one or group because I was afraid of immediately being accused of cheating again, and I apologized for that. This just caused him to blow up all over again and hate me for lying to him. I know a lot of the behavior should be a deal breaker and a giant red flag, but he is the love of my life. We've been talking about marriage for over a year, and we've never gone through anything like this before. But I know this is probably only the tip of the iceberg. Please help.
Yeah, tip of the iceberg. Yeah. There you go.
He showed you his colors.
Yeah, you got a very big Bye. Blessing. This is a gift from God. Mm. Have you ever thought about God said, you know what, I'm going to put her in a situation where she has to make a choice,
yep,
and she's going to have to move away because it's time for her to see his true colors.
Right.
So this was a great big gift from God all wrapped up in a really pretty bow, and you've opened the present, and you're like, nope, God, that's not what I wanted. That's not the present I wanted.
Can I take it back? Can I get a gift receipt?
Don't guys usually start acting like this in women when they're doing something wrong? They start sometimes.
Not always, but sometimes, yeah, you project.
So when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, you've got a really jealous and, you know, can you imagine? Oh, my gosh, the extremes this could go to.
Yeah. I would it's not going to get better.
This is a huge, someone waving a blessing. Giant flag, yeah, on the tarmac. Like, get out of here.
If you can look at it as a blessing instead of, yeah, oh, no, yeah, what do? I love him. No.
Yeah, Jenna's right. This is like the flag corps.
Yeah.
Like at halftime, yeah, football games, that, yeah, big giant
flag. All red.
Yeah.
There is a healthy level of jealousy in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if you're flat out flirting with somebody in front of your man and he doesn't care, there is a problem there. There's a respect issue there. But this level of jealousy, that's possessiveness, yeah, and it's unhealthy.
You'll feel like you're under surveillance if you marry this guy for the rest of your life.
And the fact that you need to lie,
yeah,
because you're afraid of his reaction.
You have to lie. Yeah. On the truth. Yeah, it's a one-on-one training session. That's what normally happens.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yep, trainers do sometimes hook up their clients.
Oh, it happens. I mean, you know, that's not what a jealous guy wants to hear.
No.
But it does happen.
You get an intimate position.
But it's usually with single girls, right? Or
it doesn't have to be.
Newly divorced ladies?
Or it's lonely housewives.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it happens because, you know, men are off working and
they're hot.
Men are bored and, you know.
They're stretching you, those positions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Whoa.
Flexible?
Come on now. All right.
There we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have a wonderful husband who I love very much. He's perfect in every way, comma, except for the fact that he forgot to get me a present for Valentine's Day and for our first anniversary this year. I know this doesn't sound like a big deal, but I really love giving and getting gifts and made a point to carefully select things for him for both occasions based on things I'd heard him talk about liking or wanting in passing previously. After Valentine's Day, we had a really good conversation about why my feelings were hurt, that he didn't think of getting me anything, and he promised he would do a better job in the future. Our first anniversary was Sunday, and although I told him in advance that I'd found a really cool gift for him, he didn't get me anything. Do I say anything now, or would that be selfish? Should I just give up on giving and getting presents for these kind of occasions, since he's clearly not into it? Sophia,
did he not do any of this when you were dating? I mean, I have a hard time that suddenly after he just, like, stopped. Yeah. He probably, you know, I had a guy one time, and I've told this example before. He flat out told me, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's not a real holiday. I'm like, he's just saying that.
So cute.
He's just saying that. No, and so I went out and bought him nothing. I didn't go overboard. I got him a CD. I think I got him, you know, just a couple of little things and a card. And he got me a big fat nothing and said, I wasn't joking. Take it all back. I don't want it. Okay. I had to return my Valentine's present. So that's a... You know, obviously, we didn't end up together ultimately.
No.
But I just have a hard time thinking that you went through dating this guy, married him, you've been through previous Valentine's days and dating anniversaries or whatever.
Well.
And now suddenly he's just not showing you that that's just not his thing.
Courtship guy is different than marriage.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of times.
He locked her in and now he stopped doing the things he did to lock her in.
She didn't also say he used to. She didn't say
that. That's true.
She didn't. So I'm just having to assume. I'll tell you what happened in my family situation. My father, he's changed, but in the I remember being a little girl. My mother would get her feelings hurt because he wouldn't go out and do these things. So you know what my mama did?
What?
She'd go out and shop for herself. She'd wrap it up in a really pretty box and put it under the Christmas tree or whatever. And on Christmas morning, she'd open it up and say, oh, this is from my husband. Open it up and great. You know, and she just did that for herself. Eventually, now my father does it all.
Sure,
you know, and
sure.
But, you know, it just wasn't in his...
DNA.
What is thinking? Yeah. Yeah. Women are way more sentimental than men are about things. So you've expressed to him how you feel. I would just keep, if it gives you joy to buy him things, that's the thing. We shouldn't give gifts in expectation of him getting something in return.
Yeah, but we still
do. If it gives you joy to buy and do for him, continue to do that and take joy in that. If you need flowers to make you feel better, I know it's not the same, then buy yourself flowers. Do something nice for yourself on these days. That's the only thing I can offer you. Because what's the option? Divorce him? Tell him again your feelings are hurt? Okay, that's you can tell him. But the ultimate goal is what? I mean, so, to force him to do something as an afterthought, I don't know. It's
some
tough.
Guys, and I don't know, I'm not one of those guys, so I can't really speak, because that's probably one of the things that I miss most about having a girlfriend, not being able to buy her something, like even a card or something, you know? And
I'm not
I'm the most thoughtful guy in the world, because I'm not, but when I go to the mall and I see something, oh, my girlfriend would like that, boom, get it, and hopefully she likes it.
Like saying, honey, our anniversary is coming up this Sunday and there's this bracelet I really want. Can I go ahead and get it and just say that's your anniversary gift to me or something like that? I don't know. There's got to be ways around that.
Right.
But some people just aren't into
gift giving.
That. And he might eventually become better at it.
Maybe.
So keep doing for him and do it with love and with no expectation in return. And if you could get to that mental place, that mindset, then I think you'd be a lot better off.
Boom.
And maybe he'll start reciprocating.
Yeah. Try to coach him up.
Oh, we're 3 minutes late.
That's your love letters to Kelly right there. Go to kidnation.com if you'd like to be a part of this. Maybe something's going on in your life and you think the love expert can help you out there. We'll do them on Mondays and Wednesdays is when we touch on those love letters.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we want to hook you up with this password so that you can go inside the vault and hopefully win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. We'll give it to you and within 10 minutes have you call in and play. The password is Hummingbird. Hummingbird. Hummingbird is your password.
Write it down.
All right, we'll have you call in shortly to play Beat the Bank. And coming up next, Big Al Mac needs some help.
Something is really bothering me.
Okay.
And I probably have no rational reason for it to bother me, but it's bothering me. And rather than keep it inside, I want to talk to y'all about it.
All right, let's talk to Big Al Mac next. All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I hope you heard that password.
Because
you're going to need that password right now. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time to beat the bank. But you will only gain access to the vault if you know the password. What caller number are we looking for, Jenna?
13.
Caller number 13. You get to play Beat the Bank right now. We got a text message here.
Okay.
Going at all four of us about love letters to Kelly.
Going at us.
Yeah. All four of you act like it wouldn't bother you if an attractive man or woman had a one-on-one session with your significant other. It would bother you, so please stop acting like this guy is wrong for getting mad that his girl is having a one-on-one session.
With a personal trainer?
I don't care.
No. My husband had a one-on-one session with Angela, a trainer.
My wife had a...
I've trained with attractive men.
And Jenna doesn't hook up with them?
I actually have never have.
My wife had a one-on-one training session with this guy who was in the Olympics, And this guy's body was ridiculous. Like, I would just want to go watch just because this guy's... You know, when a guy's just so ripped, you're like, how do you... How is that possible? I didn't think she would ever cheat on me with
really,
this guy.
It doesn't... It's never bothered me.
Yeah. I'm cool. So we're going to go ahead and disagree with you on that one.
Sorry, dog.
We're going to disagree with you on that one.
I mean, only because I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just the job.
I mean, I've been to extremes where, I mean, it gets so bad where, you know, for that annual visit a woman has to make, that some men insist on going in the examining room with their wives.
That's too awkward.
There are women who live in that situation, Jenna. It is bad. And then it's like, when you see those little red flags, you know, you think, oh, it's never going to get that extreme. Yeah. Okay. Let's take calls from women who thought it was real cute when their then boyfriend would stick up for them in the club and do all these and insist on knowing where you are. Wasn't that cute? Wasn't that jealousy cute? And see how extreme it gets.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't take those little red flags lightly.
You still deserve freedom when you're in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Big Al Mac, you had a question for the show, though. You have something going on in your life.
Yeah. July 4th, when we go on vacation, we'll be off for a week. So on the first part of my vacation, I'm going to hang out with a buddy at his house in South Carolina.
Is it Seabrook?
It is.
How do I know this?
Because I have on a Seabrook t-shirt, Kelly.
That's right. I completely bought in.
You've talked about this place. You love it so much, you said you'd retire there, right?
Right. It's really beautiful. I've been there a couple of times, and it's awesome. And this is a buddy that lives part-time here, and then he built this house to retire in later. Mm-hmm. And so we hang out every day, just to give you a little background.
Yeah, this is your boy right here.
This is probably the dude that I call every single day.
Yeah. Fat Whitey?
No, it's not Fat Whitey.
Fat Whitey's number two on the list.
Oh, Fat Whitey's just...
Sorry, Fat Whitey.
He's
sorry.
Sad. Who's the best friend you talk about every day?
I've never heard you talk about it.
Because
G-Money.
Because he pretty much says, I don't want to be talked about on radio. Yeah,
but we'll call him G-Money.
But he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've met him. He's super cool.
Yeah, you've probably met him. Yeah.
G-Money. I've not met a G-Money.
Well, we don't call him G-Money. We call him by. But anyway, we'll call him G-Money for now.
Anyway, we're real tight. And I'm going to hang out with him for about 3 or 4 days during the July 4th holiday. And so yesterday, while we're having our afternoon beer, which we do every afternoon, we shoot the breeze.
Because it's an afternoon beer, right?
Kelly's face right now and mine were like, you do? We've never heard about these scenarios.
And
you guys don't talk to Al.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
So anyway, yesterday during our beer session, he says, your ex is coming down to Seabrook on Labor Day. On Labor Day weekend with her boyfriend. And so I'm like, now my buddy's married, and we used to always hang out together as a group. My couple, him and his wife, and another couple.
It's really interesting how they've navigated maintaining
both relationships,
because usually you get one in the divorce.
It's because she's long distance.
Well, it's that, and my buddy, G-Money's wife, lives in the house primarily in South Carolina. My buddy lives here primarily for now.
Yeah.
You know, geographically, it's just a job thing. So he told me that, and as a dude, I really didn't act like that bothered me when he told me. And I guess
it was nice of him to tell you. He didn't want to do anything behind your back.
Right.
It just kind of bothered me,
and I have no rational reason for this to bother me.
Yeah, you do.
But
of course it bothers you.
It just bothers
me. It should. Because you like her a lot.
Yeah.
And you had a good relationship.
So your question is...
I don't even know what my question...
Are you going to make him choose?
No, of course not. I want her to be happy. We're not together anymore.
Right?
But...
Are they going to stay in the same room you're going to stay in?
Probably.
Wow.
Leave a little something for her to find.
Douse the bed with your cologne.
In the same room that she and I have stayed in years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Ooh.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
I'm sure they'll launder the sheets between visits.
What's your question?
I don't know. Jenna, I don't have... Why is this bothering
you? She just wants to vent.
This is normal.
This was a girl that I think you probably came the closest to wanting to
marry.
Well, except for the one he proposed to.
Well, I was going to propose to this.
I know, but you did actually propose to the other one.
Right. I think this one we really thought, you know...
Yeah.
It was probably going to head that way, or maybe you were thinking that once she's done with her residency that you would reconnect again.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, when she moved away, I had no idea where the relationship was going to go.
This is just a boyfriend. It doesn't mean it's over.
I'm not even trying to go down that road necessarily. What? I'm just saying, it just, when he said it, it's just stuck in my head.
Does it make you want to say, I want to be with you? That's the thing I don't understand with guys sometimes is, I get that it kind of is weird when people start dating someone new, but when guys don't want to be with you, but then they're still upset when you start dating someone else, I don't get it.
I don't even know why this bothers me or why it disturbs me.
Because you're still in love?
Yeah, because you're still a lover.
But, well, it doesn't have to even necessarily be that.
Right.
No, it's just still, it's like any ex, there's still some like residual feelings there.
Yeah, and it's like.
Like a little schmutz. You just got to lick it quick.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't put it into words. It's hard to articulate.
And you haven't moved on yet, so.
That makes it harder.
It'll make it a whole lot easier
when
you do.
As soon as you start liking someone new, it's like, fine.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
And in the meantime, you just get kind of like, oh, what might have been, and blah, 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 and that kind of thing. No, it's not unusual what you're going
through. Let me ask you a question, a very personal question.
Yes.
How often do you think of your ex? Is it every day?
Do I think of her?
Yeah, how often do you think about her?
It gets less and less.
It gets less and less.
Okay, there you go. So you're moving in the right direction.
I have to change the radio from country music, because I can't, country music?
Well, that's good, because we're not on a country station.
Well, I'm just saying, even though satellite, well, whatever it is, you know, you just, a country song.
That's good because we're not on that either.
Every country song talks about an old relationship. Yeah, this is my point.
I know.
Well, just listen to us instead.
Why don't you listen to Zedd and Mary Morris and Baby Just Meet Me in the Middle?
Huh? Well, see, again.
You can't go, you can't listen to songs.
You can't listen to songs, period. Okay,
take
country out of it.
Books on tape.
So anyway, thank you for listening to me. I don't know where I expected that to go. I just was venting on something that was bothering me.
From Zach on the text.
Yes, Zach.
Big Al, epic idea.
Yes.
Print off pictures of you and Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, gosh.
Put them in frames and then put them all over the room that you stay in. So when they come, there's going to be pictures of you guys together all over the place.
I'm curious. You don't have any desire to be with her still.
The thing is, here's the thing. She's in a relationship, so I don't entertain that thought because she's got something going. So I'm not.
You don't entertain it because you think you'd be rejected.
For whatever reason, she's moved on, so I don't entertain the thought of getting back with her because she's done. I mean, I'm done too, but she's done because she's already got.
She's done her.
She's done her.
This is why I feel and I know it sucks. It sucks. When their breakup happens and you guys are both super close to a group of friends, it sucks.
Right.
But this is why there needs to be
a prenup.
The prenup.
They're managing it fine.
A pre-friendup.
They're managing it fine. The friends are managing it fine, but it's harder on the couples. In this particular case, Big Al.
It's not like they live in the same city. We're talking.
But they're still hanging out with the ex.
Twice a year, maybe.
Yeah, it's not like they're going choosing to go to dinner with every Friday night.
That's probably a little more than twice a year. And what if they move over here?
It'd be really bad. It's like she wants to come down 4th of July week. That would be awkward because then what do? Then you do have to choose.
Oh my God, then you'd have to sleep on the couch while she's up in the room with her new boyfriend.
That was
man.
I would have to excuse myself.
You're in that limbo period, you know, until you find someone. You need to rebound because you feel.
I have a friend that's a therapist, and she just messaged me. Do you want to hear what she has to say?
Yes, before we do the big thing.
He's sad over the loss, and he's sad because he feels his friends should not be having her over. She's invading his space and his life and his friends.
See?
His friends should be loyal to him. She said that's what you're
feeling. Who was friends with G-Money first?
Probably me. Yeah. It may have been around. Probably me.
But
that's your friend.
So closely coincided.
Yeah. Very, very close. But
she needs to find her own friends now that she has a new relationship.
She has every right to
not her fault.
What she's doing, and that's fine. I'm not mad at her about it. I'm not mad at my friends, obviously, about it. But it's still kind of bothers me on the inside.
Yeah, because you don't want your friends being friends with an ex.
Anyway, let's play Beat the Bang. About that?
No.
$100,000?
$100,000, you can get a boat ride. It'll take you down 2 miles into the Atlantic.
That would be a submarine.
A submarine, yeah. Yes, not just a boat. The submarine. And for $100,000, you can see the remains of the Titanic.
I'm good.
And the first trip, it's already sold out. $100,000 a ticket.
I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie, and they take the little submarine down there with the camera, and I already saw what it looks like. Just a bunch of fish and rust.
Are you 2 miles down and something goes wrong? Uh-huh. You got to get back up quick.
I can't get up. It's going to pop my ears. No, no sir.
Nah.
No. Not for $100,000. All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm really good.
Feeling good?
Hopefully I'm about to be better. Yeah,
yeah, uh-huh. You're about to be better. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually sitting on the side of the road.
You're playing on the side of the road?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh,
perfect. She pulled off because she wants to be safe just in case she overreacts while she screams stop.
She said she was playing
exactly.
On the side.
Yeah, she's going to be playing. What is she going to be playing?
You're playing Beat the Bank on the side of the road.
Well, Jamie, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Hummingbird.
Password accepted.
Do hummingbirds hum, or is it just their wings making
the
noise? It's
still,
right?
Yeah. Wings. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, Jamie. Congratulations. You just gained access to the vault, which means you go one-on-one with our banker. He gives you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. It can get up all the way to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he says that $1,000, still yell stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing but just a nice little goodbye. A pat on the back, and thanks for calling.
Right.
You got this, though, girl. You got this.
Yeah, but feel them out. Make sure you're feeling good, and then claim your money, okay, Jamie?
All right.
All right, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank. $80, $120, $160. 240, 260, 350, 360, 390, 410, 440.
Stop. All right. 440.
Was that $440, Trey? Yeah, it was $440
right.
For you,
Jamie.
Jamie, what are you going to do with that money?
Woo! I don't know. Probably going to take it on a little vacation we have planned.
Yeah, right. A lot of people want to take that money and go on vacation because it is summertime. Okay. Go cool off in the water, you know?
Well, let's see how high it would have gone. Do you think it would be $1,000 again?
Just for fun.
$460.
Jamie,
oh, yay.
That is how you play the game right there, Jamie.
Wow, and I thought you were playing it safe, but you were really smart.
Yeah. You got...
Ready to go, Jamie?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Well played, Jamie. $440 right there for her. We'll play again in less than 1 hour. We got to hook you up with that password first, and we'll give you that in about 30 minutes. But coming up next, yeah, Kelly.
Hey, real quickly, I just saw something. Somebody had an excellent point. One of our listeners, they're so smart.
About?
Al's afraid, maybe subconsciously, that they're going to like the new boyfriend.
Oh!
That's the thing. He doesn't want, right?
And she's a cool girl, so she probably will be dating a really cool guy. Yeah.
I mean, she had one screw up, but I mean, you know.
Al's a cool guy.
Oh, no.
But that's an excellent point. Are you subconsciously afraid they might like him even better?
Be honest, Al. Are you afraid?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That might be it. I didn't think of that. Our listeners are so smart.
Radio therapy is on point this morning.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is, Kelly. 100%.
Oh, my God.
You're afraid he's going to steal your friends, too.
They're going to like him. You want them to hate him.
Yeah, he's probably a really great guy.
What if they start going out? Oh.
I never want to meet this guy for the fear that I like him. Yeah. What if he owns a successful bar? Somewhere in Detroit.
Now y'all are really trying to make me mad.
I just thought that was like, wow. That's I didn't think
point.
Of that.
Yeah, that's eye-opening right there. Hey, Kid Nation, we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
and tell us what your dad has done to embarrass you. Father's Day is this Sunday, and fathers, well, they're famous for embarrassing you. So if you have any hilarious moments with your dad where he just embarrassed the crap out of you, give us a call and tell us all about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your password coming up in 20 minutes, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank. Jamie just claimed $440 out of the possible $470. She played it.
She played it pretty close.
She played it close.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up with a new password in 20 minutes, and then hopefully you'll get in there and win a little bit more money.
Yep.
You never know what the banker's going to be giving out. Also, don't forget, Father's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about your daddy. And there's no better way to remember your dad than to talk about all the embarrassing things he's done in front of you. Because let's face it, that's what dads do. We are here to embarrass you.
Do dads still wear the onesies?
The onesies? Which ones, Al?
The grown man onesie. I don't mean like around the house. I mean the I'm going to fix something onesie. The onesie zip up in the front. And
I think that was unique to your situation.
To my dad.
Oh, like the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Like one of those suits?
Yeah.
The work suit?
Oh.
Yeah, I see guys with it all the time.
Do you?
Hey, like mechanics and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a guy's wearing that, you know he can do some stuff.
Yeah.
You know he's getting dirty.
Yeah, he's getting dirty. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call or text us with the most embarrassing things your dad has done to you. Got a couple here on the text.
Bring it.
My birthday's in November, and my dad calls me every Valentine's Day to remind me that that was the day I was conceived.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want that kind of
relationship. Yeah, dad.
Me neither.
Yeah, buddy. My man.
Me neither.
I'm not a girl, but I can only imagine how embarrassing this must have been. I don't know if you had to switch schools. My dad bought me flowers and made the biggest deal at my school when I became a woman.
Oh, no.
I called my mom freaking out.
No.
Wondering how in the world did he know?
No.
She was out of work. She was out traveling for work. She had told my dad I was dead.
Oh, my.
He was just trying to be sweet. That was an accidental embarrassing moment.
Oh, my God.
But I think as men...
I don't ever remember it being celebrated.
No, some people do, Jenna. They make a whole day of it. We didn't do that.
What?
Yeah. You gotta celebrate. Celebrate good times. Hi, Katie Jo.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Let's find out how your dad embarrassed you. What did he do?
Well, I got married last December, and there was over 400 people there. And whenever we were walking down the aisle, you know, the preacher said, "Who gives this bride away?" He just said, "Her mother," and he didn't say, "And I." And everybody was dead silent. He didn't crack a smile or anything. And so my face was blood red on my wedding day.
Her mother?
Oh.
Yes, and just silent.
But he was joking, right?
I haven't really figured it out yet, but, you know, it's okay.
Are you still married?
I am, yes. Oh,
okay, good.
All right.
How's the relationship?
6 months strong.
Yeah, they just got married. Katie Jo, congratulations on your wedding. Her mother.
Wow.
Oh. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Jenna's going to like this one because it's Halloween themed.
Ooh,
yeah.
What?
Dads on Halloween are the best. What'd he do?
Okay, so I was a freshman in high school, and my boyfriend was coming to pick me up for our first date and meet my dad for the first time. My dad happened to own a bar, and they were having a Halloween party that night. Mm-hmm. And my dad answered the door dressed as Tim Curry as the Rocky Horror Picture Show in full song with wig and makeup.
Fishnets.
Fishnet stockings, yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool dad alert.
That's kind of cool.
Unless it's your dad.
He's in a thong.
I think it's only embarrassing because of your age at the time, right? High school, beginning of high school, I was humiliated by everything my parents did.
I think that's embarrassing any time.
I don't want to hear your raspberry just like that.
This is the day the Lord has made, Kelly Raspberry.
I respect Halloween commitment.
Yeah, I mean, I respect
all it. All the way around.
But I'm glad that was not my dad. I wouldn't want my dad wearing a thong.
I don't know that I've ever seen my father dress up for Halloween.
I don't think I have either, Kelly. Uh-uh.
Maybe this is the year. Maybe Jerry will bust out that thong.
No.
I mean, for anything.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever did.
I don't think I did either.
I don't remember seeing my parents dressed up a lot either. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I got it. We all loved scary stuff, but I don't know where I got it.
Yeah, my mom either. I've never seen her dressed up.
My parents did. I remember them dressing up quite a bit. But my parents were teenagers, so.
Yeah. They still wanted candy.
Yeah, they're still trick-or-treating, so. They're still in high school. They're still in. Yeah. What's up, Jennifer? This one has to do with meeting the boyfriend for the first time, too. Apparently, dads like to embarrass the girls when the boys come
home. Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Great. Doing great. What'd your dad do when he met your boy for the first time?
So my now husband, when I had brought him over for the first time, they were sitting and talking at the table, and I excused myself to the restroom. And when I opened the door and came out of the bathroom, my dad had yelled, "Were you pooping?"
Oh, Dad!
Don't like that.
Why would they go to that?
Because when it's your dad, all bets are off. I've had a girl at my house before, and my dad was in the bathroom, and he'd open up the door, and it was a small house.
Yeah.
Al, bring some toilet tissue.
With a guy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So embarrassing.
All right, Mr. Matt.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Man, thank you, Jennifer. My dad didn't mean to embarrass me, but it embarrassed me when I was like in eighth grade, and he pulled up in his 1980-something car and broke down in the carpool lane.
Aww.
Just broke down, and I'm like,
Yeah.
All the kids are going, "Whose dad is that?" I'm like, "I don't know, bro." You know, your kids, you get embarrassed by
the carpool lane. It's just ripe. Hey, it's just ripe for humiliation.
Oh, my goodness. It's
the honk. My parents love to honk. Why do they love the horn? I never understood the honking.
My dad had that. Beep, 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 beep,
no.
Beep,
beep, beep. No.
Yep. It was one of those.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My dad rocked it.
It didn't work too well.
That kept working, right?
Yeah. The horn was working.
Did he sell ice cream out of it?
No. He bought it off some Mexican dude from Chula Vista.
Cool way.
He was on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Gosh.
Speaking of dads embarrassing daughters about bathroom humor, Mary wrote us on the text and said, "I had my boyfriend over for dinner at my parents' house. My dad walked out with two plungers in his hand and said, 'My daughter takes a lot of number twos, so we need to have two of these on hand at all times.'"
Oh, God. This is not even.
I hate that.
So rude.
Yeah. So embarrassing.
That is not cute.
Your dad ever come to the door, like if you didn't have a key or whatever, get in your parents' house, like with just tiny whiteys on?
That's a dad thing.
And socks. And you got either your girl or one of your boys with you.
The dad uniform.
Dads love socks.
Yeah.
They love tidy whities and socks.
Tidy whities and socks. No matter what color.
That's clutch right there.
Yeah, baby blues.
Oh, man. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, man. Not much, man. But I heard your dad's the life of the party.
I guess you could say that. We went on a cruise for my senior trip, my spring break year in my high school.
Uh-huh.
And he won the hairy man contest.
In a word, world's hairiest man.
Oh, man. Are you a hairy guy yourself, Daniel, or is it just your dad?
I'm not near like he is.
Yeah.
He's like a bear.
Yeah, it's
on his back and everything.
Man, I would love to see a picture of that. Did they have to take their shirts off and everything?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
how you going to prove your hair?
I guess you could show the arms a little bit.
Yeah, you got to show a full-on torso, dude.
Thanks, Daniel. On the cruise, too, and then you got to be around those people for the rest of the time.
I like hair.
You do?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been with a man whose back is like a rug. I don't think I'd be down with that. But I like hair as opposed to hairless.
Yeah.
But, like, you've seen backs that are like a shag carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the front and the back.
It seems like there's a sound effect that comes with it when they take their shirt off. Like, it just spreads out.
Cozy.
Hey, Nick.
Hi.
So, your dad still continues to embarrass you in public places. What's he do?
For every family picture we take out, for instance, like Disney World or visiting our sister at college, he pulls in random people for family pictures. And so we got up to about 30 people once.
Aww.
I said that's something I would do.
See, I kind of like that.
That's something I would do.
Yeah, but if it's your dad, it's embarrassing.
But then are they around the house and you don't know who any of the people are?
Yeah, does he put these around the house? Does he hang them?
No, he doesn't hang them, but
that'd be great.
Certainly on our computers.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
I like this one from the text. I I pulled up to the house on Monday with some friends. A roofer was trying to sell something to my dad. They got into a big argument. My dad got his shotgun and stood in front of the house.
Oh. Yeah,
that's such a dad move.
That's old school dad,
right? Yeah. I picture him with a shirt off, some jeans.
I'll get him out of my yard.
You got a Dunlap going on? Thank you for your text messages and all your calls. I wish we could get to all of them because dads are super embarrassing.
Maybe we'll do it again on Friday.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it. It's Father's Day week, so maybe we'll get a little bit more.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Invited, but you have to get your own ticket?
Yeah, sure.
Girl or guy?
Don't matter.
Anybody that wants to go? Okay.
Well, you've changed your ways.
Yeah.
No, the ways haven't changed.
So you used to be girls only?
The ways have not changed.
No, you used to pay for everything.
I see what you're saying. This is, just hang out.
Yeah.
That was when it was a little...
What? That was when it was a little what?
Because if he's paying, certain things are expected.
Oh.
Access denied.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. What's up, Amber?
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi. Doing excellent. Welcome to the show. What are you up to right now?
What's that?
What are you up to right now?
I am waiting. I'm dropping my kids off right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to go to work.
Okay. Yeah.
What are their ages?
1.5 and 3.
Okay. We're going to see if you could take some time off to go to Mexico with Big Al, but I guess you're going to probably have to stay home and take care of those little ones.
Get a sitter.
Well, I can leave them home. That's okay.
My girl.
All right, Amber. Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Alligator.
Password accepted.
That is correct, Amber. Welcome to Beat the Bank. You have gained.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
You have gained access to the vault. Here's Big Al Mack to tell you how we played the game.
Amber, since you're in the vault, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts are going to increase. Now, your only job, Amber, is to say stop when you don't feel like it's going to go much higher. It could go all the way up to $1,000. And even if it does, you still need to say stop before the bank vault door closes. Otherwise, Amber, unfortunately, you and your two children will go home empty-handed.
Ooh.
And we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. We want you to go with a bunch of money in your pocket.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Yes.
All right, Amber, you fill out the banker, okay? You say stop when you feel like it's there, all right? You got this.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. $160, $200, $250, $280, $310, $360, $440, $460, $530. 570, 640.
$640. It was just, killing you, wasn't it?
We're getting scared, too.
Congratulations.
What are you going to do with that $640?
I am not sure. I don't know yet. Probably go on a trip with my kids.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, I'll go, too.
It's a theme. Yeah. People wanting to go on vacation.
Can Big Al come, too?
I know. Sure, he could come. He could be my babysitter.
There you go.
I don't know if you want that.
I'll take him to the bar with me.
I told you.
They'd enjoy that.
Just for fun, Amber, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
$660. What's going on with our listeners this morning?
Both times $20 short of the vault door closing.
Wow.
Well,
you got everything.
Amber, you have
$20.
You have a wonderful Wednesday. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
No, you too.
Thank you for listening to the show. Well done.
Well, very well done.
That was a good day with Beat the Bank. It'll be back tomorrow. We'll hook you up with those passwords at 7:10 and 8:10 Central. And have you guys been keeping up with the NPR raccoon?
The raccoon, I saw this.
This guy took over the world yesterday. He became America's sweetheart. So the backstory is, if you haven't heard, you maybe saw the trending topic on Twitter. One of the top ones was the raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of media outlets picked it up. There was live camera crews out there for this raccoon. What happened?
What's so special about this raccoon?
So on Tuesday, this raccoon started going up a high-rise office building in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
And according to NPR News, the little guy got stranded on a building on Monday. Then he jumped on a roof of a two-story office, and then he started climbing up the walls of the UBS Tower in Minnesota, which is a very tall tower.
Okay.
So this guy named Tim Nelson, who's a news reporter, people started watching him.
He's scaling the wall
of the building. And he said the raccoon was probably on a mission to get a pigeon's nest over the skyway, got stranded, and that he had been at least 2 days without eating.
What floor?
When he started, I think he was pretty high. I'd say he was probably about 13th floor is when I saw the first picture.
Okay.
So he's on the 13th floor. He keeps climbing. Onlookers called Minnesota State's Wildlife Rehab Center and Animal Control, and begged them, hey, come out here, save this raccoon. It's going to fall to its death. It's already too high to come down, and it doesn't know what it's doing. It's just stopping on ledges to catch its breath. But they said it's probably not very safe for our people to go out there and try to, you know, lean over an edge and try to get the raccoon. So they were not able to go out there. But they did set up live traps on the roof of the tower.
On the roof?
On the roof. So he had to go all the way up, yeah. So people inside the office building started tweeting photos of the NPR raccoon. And then the hashtag started trending. All of America started following this story. Everybody was all stressed out. They were posting status updates about the raccoon. It's
a great raccoon. Very athletic. Very agile.
Yeah. One of the tweets said, I am stressed about a lot of unknowns, and I'm crying about the raccoon trapped on the ledge of the building in Minneapolis. Will it be okay?
So cute.
Normally, I think raccoons are pretty ugly, but this one's cute.
No, I love them.
Yeah.
I think possums are cute, too.
So, James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, he got in on this. And he said, I'll donate $1,000 to the non-political charity of your choice to anyone who saves this raccoon. I can't handle this.
Non-political. Yeah. I love that.
I can't handle this. Poor dude.
Yeah.
So Tim Nelson later came on and said, for those worried about the hashtag NPR raccoon animal control folks, I put the live trap on the tower roof with some food to get him to get up there. The scent will drive him up there.
Hopefully.
Hope he can smell it and can find his way to the roof, be captured, and safely brought down to the ground.
Oh,
not much
so
else.
So cute.
But to wait and hope.
And
America waited and hoped.
And?
As of 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time, NPR raccoon still not on the ground. Currently on the 17th floor.
No!
We'll keep you posted.
17 floors
up. When was that last update?
That was at 4:25 Eastern Time.
Okay, a.m.?
P.M.
No,
last night, yesterday.
He's woozy.
So he's getting tired, guys. It's been 2 days.
He's hungry and dizzy and standing on a ledge.
My dude hasn't been eating. And then we got the update at 5:42 Eastern.
A.M.
P.M. Last
night. Again.
Uh-huh. Again.
Sorry.
With?
P.M.
This sound.
Oh my god.
Going for it.
Oh my god.
Figure out the
full.
No.
Trying to make it.
Come on, buddy.
You can do it, Rocket.
Come on, man.
They call me Rocket.
Go, go, go.
Oh my god. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Oh. The raccoon made it to the top.
He's scaling the building.
He made it. Isn't that cool?
And so now he's safe?
Right. Yeah, he's safe.
They put him in the elevator, brought him downstairs, and he got hit by a car.
No.
Oh,
he's so cute.
I mean, this thing was climbing on the walls. No, nothing.
They
no net, nothing.
Scared to death, you know. Yeah.
What a champion.
Oh.
What a champion.
That's awesome.
That's what everybody, if you weren't watching Fortnite on the internet, you were watching the raccoon yesterday.
So yeah. Relieved.
That's what's going on.
I actually got in a fight, got two black eyes.
I
kind of
want to get a pet one.
Yeah. You want to get a pet raccoon?
Yeah, I follow one online. It's so cute.
I don't think you're allowed to.
24, whatever, stories up. Raccoon just... Good job, bro.
Oh.
And coming up next, did a member of the show get rid of their soul?
Huh?
Get rid of their soul?
Yeah.
Soul?
Crazy, right?
Your soul?
We'll get into that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I was going to congratulate our winners for Beat the Bank, but I didn't. Now I can congratulate him. Yeah, congratulations to Jamie and Amber. Jamie won $440. Amber won $640 with Beat the Bank.
Yep.
It'll be back tomorrow. Hook you up with that password at 710 and 810 Central. And we've gone way over past half the show. And not one of you has noticed.
Uh-oh. Did you get a haircut? New tattoo?
Not one of you.
You went up to a large in t-shirt.
Nose ring.
No,
let me see you.
Didn't happen.
Let's see.
This is probably the biggest change I've had since 10th grade.
Hold on, let me see you.
Butt implants.
Look at me, Jenna.
Did you take out your retainer?
Y'all don't see it?
No.
You got rid of it?
Nipple ring?
I got rid of it.
I still see it.
No, I got rid of it.
No, you
got rid of what?
I still see it.
It's gone.
Rid of
your
what?
Beard?
His flavor saver. Can you say that?
The soul patch is gone.
He shaved.
I see
it. Because it grew in a little bit, but I shaved it. Nobody noticed.
Dude, it's
when you shave what little facial hair you have, no one's going to notice.
You guys have been giving me crap about this thing.
We just had,
since I started.
In all fairness, Kinsey and I, we had this conversation in front of you on Saturday night.
Sure did.
And Kinsey's like, please get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because he shaved his full face fresh, but it still had left that. And she's like, I wish you'd get rid of it. I'm like, me too.
I can't even, it's like I can see something reflecting in the light. Is that fuzz?
Yeah,
it's just, it's hardcore right there where it grows in fast. Apparently, this is what having a 5 o'clock shadow is like.
It's not hardcore.
There is no way you shaved that completely off. You trimmed it.
It's gone. Feel it.
Well, we can see it. Sort of. I see fuzz.
It's just fuzz.
It's just as invisible as it was before.
I'm
very confused.
You didn't shave that off.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Well, that was...
It looks like a trimming.
Now, Kelly, all of the stories that I have that you think are...
Thank you.
Hold on. No. I'm
now
just
you know what it feels like?
Going nowhere.
This whole time you guys have been going, why don't you guys shave that thing? And I finally do, expecting coming in this morning. I'm like, oh, everybody's going to give me so much love.
So you haven't shaved that
camera.
Since it started growing when you were a child?
10th grade. Good 10th grade, that was the first
well,
thing
glad.
That...
I'm glad. I think maybe you just need like a non-rusty razor, huh?
Yeah.
You just need a better razor?
No, it just hair grows back.
Well, do you shave every day?
No.
So how when, is it, when did you shave that?
This one yesterday.
That grew overnight.
Yes.
I don't think you shaved it all the way.
I don't think
that's my wife.
Way.
She was there when I shaved it.
Bro, it was like a monumental moment or something?
It was smooth?
It was, yeah. She kissed me and stuff.
That was really exciting.
Well, I'm glad. I think you should maybe do it
you
again
know
today.
I think your face is rebelling and you should just let it go.
Yeah.
I think I've got more hair on my little finger on the
maybe
back.
Maybe it'll make it grow more.
Yeah. Well,
I kind of like it without it now.
I know. I bet you do. I would think it'd get itchy.
But really, there's no difference.
Exactly.
There's not.
With or without it. No. I guess maybe when it catches the light in a certain way. Yeah. It's just so light, you know?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I know. Like, oh, wow, you look so young today.
I woke up this morning, I was really nervous to come to work.
Are you serious? You're afraid we wouldn't recognize you?
Yeah, I was like, this is a big change
you
for me.
Weirdo.
Have you seen the videos of like when the dads have a huge beard and then they have the baby and then they go in the bathroom and shave, but they come out with a towel and they take it off and the baby
right.
gets
well,
all scared?
Different.
That's how I felt it was going to be like.
Oh, gosh.
You think you
did
need
your children notice?
Huh? No, they haven't seen it yet because... I did it after they went to bed. I did it at night.
They may not recognize you, dog. You may have to go get your DMV picture.
My picture redone?
Yeah, sure. Driver's license.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah.
I already need to do that because every time I show my ID to somebody, they mention how I look like a drug dealer in it.
I got carded, by the way. That just reminded me. I have not been carded in so long. I got carded so much when I was in Las Vegas. Everywhere I went.
Really?
Everywhere. At the table. I mean, you don't... Yeah. Everywhere.
Hmm.
I'm thrilled. I was like, yes, here you go. Yeah, now that I'm brunette too, I think I look older than I did when I was blonde. I don't ever get carded anymore. And I'm also not close to 21, so I don't know. I got carded all the time. I just kept it in my pocket.
I like to go out without my ID sometimes just to see if I won't get carded.
You definitely get carded. You look very
youthful,
especially without that flavor saver.
You either get carded or you don't.
Yeah. If but I want to see if I.
You and you,
what happens when you don't have it? They still let me drink. It's like
they
I don't
do?
Have it on me.
They
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
not me.
I'm like, come on.
Not only me. At Al's bar.
Not me. No.
What?
I'm gonna let you drink.
One time was at your bar.
No, I'm not gonna let you drink without
my.
Hang on.
One time was at
not
your
with
bar.
That baby face.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.